This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now work is underway to upgrade traffic lights at the junction of King's Road, Ripon Road and Parliament Street in Harrogate. Meanwhile, other work is being planned to improve busy roads elsewhere in the town. Here's County Councillor Don McKenzie to tell us more.
This is a major investment in some new traffic light systems at that very busy junction. It's a junction which is just about at capacity now, and we're occasionally getting the situation where vehicles, for example, coming out of Crescent Road can't proceed any further because the highway is blocked in front of them. So we are investing several hundreds of thousands of pounds in new traffic light systems. And these are state-of-the-art traffic lights, replacing the ones which have been in situation for many years now, which offer not just state-of-the-art technology, but also much better detection systems, and can respond, therefore, much better to real-time traffic conditions. So we're hoping that those traffic lights, we're using up-to-date technology to overcome some of the problems that we're coming across in Harrogate Town Centre now with congestion.
Yes, and that's one of the main concerns or complaints people have, isn't it? It's about the timing of traffic lights, how quickly they change and how long they stay on green for different traffic.
Yes, I mean, clearly highways engineers want to avoid the situation where there's a particular road which has a green light and there are no cars wishing to go forward, when on another arm of that junction there are cars waiting, queuing at a red light. So real-time reactivity of traffic lights is important so that they can respond to real-time traffic conditions and in that way make the full best use of time at junctions. Time is limited and for that reason we've got to make sure that the red and the green phases are at their optimum.
So staying in Harrogate, just looking at improvements or planned improvements on Ockley Road and Beckwith Head Road?
Yes. Well, first of all, Beckwith Head Road, that has been closed for several weeks and will remain closed for a few weeks yet. And this is because of highways works relating to a development in that area, a development of a mental health facility, a much improved mental health facility for the town. Now, it has become common knowledge that the CCG have confirmed that work on that site has been put into abeyance because of budgetary concerns. But nevertheless, the highways work will carry on and that road will remain closed until its completion in early September. The Ockley Road has been a subject of much media correspondence recently. It is a very busy but narrow road and indeed going to get busier because of the various developments and permissions that have been granted further up Ockley Road between Harrogate and Beckwith Shore. The County Council has submitted an application under the government's National Productivity Investment Fund for £4.7 million worth of highways improvements along the Ockley Road. And those include various interventions. For example, they will include junction and signal upgrades, especially the one at Harlow Moor Road that I know concerns many drivers. They often get stuck behind vehicles wishing to turn right onto Harlow Moor Road. And, of course, there isn't enough space to get past them. There'll be some rural road improvements between Cardell Park and Panel. We're looking at a new off-road cycle track alongside Ockley Road and some sustainable transport facilities at Cardell Park, including vehicle charging. And finally, a new roundabout on the A61 at its junction with Burnbridge Lane. So all of those together add up to £4.7 million, and that is the value of the bid we're making under the government's National Productivity Investment Fund. Actually, this year we have to bid for it. Last year we were allocated £5.1 million, and that money is currently being used for various schemes throughout the county, including here in the Harrogate district for bond end improvements and for the improvements of Junction 47 at the A1M and A59 intersection.
And just off Otley Road, we have Beckwith Road, which works going to be taking place there as well.
Yes, indeed, we hope so. There has been a lot of comment from residents about the poor quality of the surface of Beckwith Road, and I have to agree with them. Certainly from the aesthetic point of view, it doesn't look good, although structurally it is still pretty sound. Beckwith Road is like so many typical residential estate roads in Harrogate and in other big towns. It was built decades ago to cater for the 1950s and 1960s levels of traffic. Unfortunately, as traffic levels have risen, not least in Harrogate, we're now facing 21st century volumes of cars and other vehicles going along these residential roads. And indeed, Beckwith Road serves almost as an unofficial ring road around the town centre of Harrogate for people travelling north to south, south to north, to avoid the town centre. It has, in other words, suffered quite badly. It is based upon concrete. Underneath the layer of asphalt, there is a solid concrete base. So what we plan to do over the next few weeks, and I'm hoping this does come to pass, certainly engineers are looking to make this possible, we're going to put a completely new asphalt surface on top to give it a much better both aesthetic and structural appearance. So I'm hoping that will happen whilst we're still doing road repairs during the course of summer and autumn this year.